für ein Sein im Aleph aufgeschaut.
Sada machleges the Rashba with the Rambam, Rashi and the Rashba and the Rambam, and the aloche of the sugi of the Memaenes. I want to be mindful of the dvorim. We'll see. This is mama. The dvorim niflaim beyoyser. Just have to ois gicheshben the sugi. The aloche is the Memaenes is muteres leachim. Mi ano beze muteres beze. The brother is married. A person is married a ktano, another wife about a ktano, and he dies, and she's memaenes on one of the yevomim. She's muteres leshara yevomim. Amar Shmuel miyano beze muteres beze. She's muter to all of the brothers. This is the aloha, the sugi of memaenes. Is mashma in the Gemara kimat mefurish in the Rishonim that she's muter to the brothers. But to the one that she was memayin to, she's also mi ano beze muteres beze. She's muter to the brothers, but she's also to the one that she was memayin to. And the shaila is why? Stocha memayenes. She's mafkia nesuim kamoi. She was never married to the mess. She's muter to the brothers. Why she's also to the one that she was memayin to? What could be the Aveira? She is Memaenes. She was never married to the brother. So why she can't marry the brother? She's Muteres to the Achim and she's also to the Yovam. So Rashi answers, on Azeizog the Rashbo, and Kuf Zayin, Zog the Rashi and the Rashbo and Kuf Zayin, the reason that she's also is because Nires Keishasach. People see, you're right, there was a miyun. You're right that nesuim kamoi keokar. But people look on it, val she fell a yibum, and the miyun happened after the misa. People think that the miyun is only for the second marriage, for the zike. They don't think that the miyun could be oiker, the frier dike marriage, the nesuim kamoi. They think that it's only oiker mikan veleabo. They don't look on it that it's oiker lemafreya from the first. When she's memayin b'chaye b'aylo, she's muter to everyone, to the whole family, because people say, Aisha never got a get. So she was oiker de nesuim. So people realize that she was oiker de nesuim. So b'meile, she's muter b'kroivim, there's no gzeire de rabbonon. But if she's memayin le'achar mise, val kolzman she was living with him, and it stayed like that, and now she's memayin in the second, and the brother, so people think she was oiker now. But they don't think that she was oiker yesterday. So the mele to the Yovam is nires keishes ach on a mitzvah yibum. She's nires keishes ach on a mitzvah yibum, because no muzika to him. But she was married to his brother. You're right. She managed to oiker the nesuim from the day that he's dead is no mushaychas. But while she was married to the brother, it's nires keishes ach. And Rashi is medamet te kalosoi. The halacha is if an isha is memayin and her husband, she's allowed to marry his father. Because again, she was never married to her husband. But if he dies her husband, and she's memayin to the brothers, to the yavam, she's also to marry her father-in-law. Sheniras kekalosay. If the meal was b'chaye abal, she's mutar b'chomiv. Mutar b'kalosay. Mi ano b'baal, omar omar yecheskel. Mi ano b'baal, muteres b'oviv. Mi ano b'yavam, asura b'oviv. That's in the halacha. Why? Because he left the life which he was married to her. So people think that he was married. You write that now is immune. It's nires kekalose. This is Shitas Rashi and Rashbo. And Azeh is glat in the Gemara. And Azeh is glat in the Gemara. Right? Someone already was married. That's interesting. So from the beginning of the Gemara, we know already the maskone of nires. But that's in the tzus of the Shmaise. That's in the tzus of the Shmaise. Beitzem, very glad. Very glad. Frag the Rashbo and all of the Rishonim, if this is the Pshat. שמי אנו בבעל מותרס לאוביב? מי אנו ביובם אסורה שנירס כקלוסוי? מי אנו סתם אסורה באוכיב? וואי, כי נירס כאיש הסך? This is the reason she's אסור to the יובם. כי נירס כאיש הסך? מי אנו בבעל מותרס באוכיב? אז הייתי מותרס באוביב. מי אנו ביובם? אסורה ביובם, כז נירס כאיש הסך, והגלט. So why the brothers are allowed to marry her? Frek the Rashman Kuvzayan. If she's Niras Keishasach, she had to be Asur on the brothers. Why the brothers are allowed to marry her? What does matter to the brothers to marry her? What does matter to the brothers to marry the Sisha? He's not allowed to marry her because Niras Keishasach. Azevi, she's not allowed to marry the father-in-law because it's Niras Kekalosai. So when she's not allowed to marry the Yavam, because Nires Keishasach. No. But why is she allowed to marry the brothers? What is the heter to marry the brothers? The brothers is also Nires. The brothers is also Nires. Nires Keishasach. What is the difference the Yavam and the brothers? If it's an issue to marry the Yavam, als Nires Keishasach, als Nires Kekalosai, has to be the Zelbe issue to marry the Yavam, the brothers. As they frag the Rashbo and Daf Kufzai. Rashi is Misalem, Rashi doesn't speak out this question. But the Rashbo says, if you're learning like Rashi, that the Yavam is also Mitzad Nires Keishasach, because she was married to my brother, and there's no Muzika because she cut it, so I don't have a mitzvah Sibum, but I have an Isil that she was married to my brother, as if my brother would divorce her when he was alive. I can't marry my brother's wife, right? So the same thing here, I'm not allowed to marry my brother's wife. This is the issue to the Yavam when she's been married to the Yavam as no Muzike, but she was married to the brothers. People don't realize that you could oikel yesterday. When you're married to Chayov, you could be oikel mafreya. But when you're married in the second generation, you only oikel the second part. But you can't be oikel mafreya. So it's Niras Keishasach. Frag the Rashba, she's also on the brothers also. Zog the Rashba Ateretz. You're right that it's Niras Keishasach. You know why the brothers are allowed to marry her? Because Yibum is only oiker the Zika clapping the Yavam that she spoke to. Clapping the brothers, she stays married to the old brother. So you're right that it's Niras Keishasach. Zog the Rashba, it's more from that. It's not only Niras Keishasach, they do Yibum, Zog the Rashba. This is the Rashba in Kuvzayin. Zog the Rashba in Kuvzayin, all the other brothers do Yibum. So they marry him in Yibum. So again, it's Einach and it's Niras Keishasach. But it's better for Niras Keishasach. It's Niras Keishasach. It's Niras Keishasach. And Behemes, she looks like Keishasach. But Behemes, and you do Yibum. Afilu Baal Kocha. Afilu Baal Kocha, yeah. Why Baal Kocha is... Medoraisa, that's what I said. Medoraisa, that's what I told him. I don't know Medoraisa, if you can do Baal Kocha. Not getting your name. With the Reise, she's nothing. She's a Pnuya. With the Rabbanon, she's a Yibam. So with the Rabbanon, you do Yibam. If Yibam the Rabbanon Bal Kochen, I'm not going to sing now. It's a Shlinga. With the Rabbanon, yeah. And Kiddush Kesir, Rabbanon, it's a Kash. Kiddush the Rabbanon. She's a Mekudesh. She's a Ktan. Oh, no, Kiddush is a Ktan. Why is it here, Kalas? No. No, the father.
Other brothers.
Not Niras, it's Tarka. It's just
the father also is Niras.
We'll get to it. Does he the Rashbo? Very glad. The Rambam, Zog the Rashbo himself, also in the Rashbo in Kuvzayin, the Rambam had this kasha that it doesn't make sense. If it's usur to the Yavam because Zika, the Miun, is only Oiker from now, from the time that he's dead, but it's not Oiker Lemafreya and it's Niras Kekalosoi, it's Niras Keishasach, had to be usur Leshara Achim. And to say that it's Yibum for them, Mapitom, if Siddur Miun, the whole Zika falls off from the whole family, Loyala Radas to say like the Rashba, Zog the Rambam. Zog the Rambam, Mikoyach this Chidish, Azay Zog the Rashba, the Magid Mishnah Pshat and Rambam. There's no Isur of Nires. If you memayan, everyone knows that it's oikir lemafrea. This is the reason all of the brothers are allowed to marry. And Misvore also, he's allowed to marry. Why he's not allowed to marry? We'll have to find out. Maybe he is allowed to marry. Maybe we'll find Zaydik et Rutsim. But Be'ene Chanami Mikoyach Diskashe. Why she's mutter to the Achim? So the Rambam is Muchach, that is no Nire. Only be Kalosoi. It's a Bazundere Aloche of Kalosoi. Aber Beshar Kroivim, sagt der Rambam, mir no beze, kolam memaenes muteres bekroivim, if you memaen bebaal, you muto bekroivim, every time miyun is muto bekol hakroivim, chutz mikalosoi, lefichos, sagt der Rambam, mir no bezu, muteres bezu, because it's no isur nires Beshar Kroivim, only kalosoi, nothing in the Rambam. So we had a yesod, yesod advorim steht in Rashbo. We have a double machlekes Rambam in Rashbo. Rashbo and Rashi learn pshat the be'etzem nires is in all of the kroivim. So b'meila which is memayin in the yovam, be'etzem the yovam is not allowed to marry anymore because einich nami is no zikir, but it's nires keishasach. So the kash is sovos midayachim, the teretz avada liga midayachim is a nires, but liga midayachim is a yibum and a zikir. Fakir, so they do yibum take. Vashayin in the ram mikoyach this kash why she's mutter to dayachim was mechadish that is no nires b'shar achim. There's no nires b'shar kroivim, only b'kalosoi. Or b'kol ha'kroivim is no nires. The male you're allowed to marry. Because the Rambam learned that the zika goes off from all of the family. So the Rambam had the metaris that there's no nires b'shar kroivim. That's the given the yesoi. And we mentioned a lot of nafkaminas. I just want to mention too, that we have to work the whole time. As a fest of nafkamina ledina tzavishin the Rambam and the Rashbo. She's miyana b'yovo. לפי דרשבו, she's also לשוק, she's קוקו לשאר אחים. לפי דרמב"ם, she's free, she does what she wants. If she wants, she can marry the brothers, so she's free. The zika is over. There's no איסור, the שאר אחים. Not the פשט, רמב"ם זה בדייק לא של הגמור, הם מותרס בזה, not חייבס. The reef that holds like the רשבו is משאר בגירסה. מי אנו בזה, צריכו חליצה ואיבו מן האחים. The גמור says מותרס. They say לאו דווקא. I just said, the Rambam is medayiket. The Rif that is a aloche sefer. It doesn't want that people have a mistake la aloche, so he has to change it. So the first, it's a whole nafkamina. Lefi the Rashbo, be'etzem. Ba, this is dvorim pshutim. This is the chelik aposhet of the sugya. This is the chelik aposhet of the sugya. Lefi the Rashbo is a zikah to the sharachim, and the etzem, it's only one goes off from one. Avada is nearest to klapi alei isur kroivim. No, the Teretz is a zikah and you do yibum, and she's a surah lashuk. Lefi the Rambam is no zikah, the zikah goes off from everyone, muteres because there's no nearest only bekalosoi, and memeli she's muter lashuk. And the same thing we said if the brothers marry a different tzara. They don't marry the memayanis. Then, after they married a second wife, they want to marry the memayanis. For the Rashba, they're not allowed to. She's near as Keshazach. For the Rambam, they're allowed to. This is what we mentioned. So this was the Chelek Aleph, the Machlekes Rashba and the Rambam. The Chelek Beis that we said, that go to the Holar Chove Shabori, Take the Rambam is very modern. Why? Mi ano bebal muteres bekol hakroivim. Father, brother, sister, everyone is muter. She was never married then. Mi ano beyovam. She's not allowed to marry the father-in-law. About the uncles, so the Rashba, she's not allowed. You have an isha, she's married to a guy, she's memayan. Then she's allowed to marry the father, the brothers, the nephews, everyone she's allowed to marry. If he's dead and she's memayanes, so the Rashba, also, she's also on everything. Why? Bechaya baal, people know that it's over. If it's after he's dead, people don't know that it's over. She's also in everyone, beachim, befather, everyone. But lefi the Rambam, bechaya baal, miyun helps on everything. Le'achar misa, she's only osur bekalosri. But in all of the kroivim, she's allowed to marry his brothers. So we'll take the case of the Gemara. She's allowed to marry the brothers. She's only not allowed to marry the father-in-law. So again, so lefi the Rambam, mi ano bebal muteres be'oviv, and bekol hakroivim. Mi ano biyavom asura beoviv sheniris kekalosoi only kalosoi. Oh, but the brothers of the husband she's allowed to. And if the Rashba she's also asur on the brothers. She says yibum she can marry them. Oh, but she's asur on the brothers. And if the Rambam she's muter on the brothers only in kalosoi. And all the mefarshim ask why kalosoi will be different. What is the difference? And we said the yisaid of Rebbe Aaron Kotler. This is better than the yisaid of Perek Sheni. The Yesod of Rebbe Aaron Kotler is, Rebbe Aaron explains that all of the kroivim, all of the kroivim, why wouldn't you, Lamoshel, your brother is married to a lady and he dies. Why are you not allowed to marry Eishasach? She's not Eishasach anymore. Your father marries a lady, Eishasoviv. You're not allowed to marry after your father is dead. Why? She's not Eishasoviv anymore. Your brother, your kid, your son marries someone, she's a daughter. Why are you not allowed to marry after your son is dead? Why Yisru Kroivim stays? Why Yisru Kroivim stays? What is the reason that Yisru Kroivim stays? Zog Rebar, the reason Yisru Kroivim stays le'achar misa, because something from the issues stays. Even when your father dies, she's called Eishes Avicha. She's called Eishes Avicha. Something is left. She's called Eishes Avicha. Why? The issues blight was a tzad in the Gemara you could give get le'achar misa. The issues blight. She's called Eishes Ochicha. She's called Eishes Bincha. She's called Eishes Ochicha. She's called Eishes Avicha. She's called Achois Ishtecha. You divorce your wife. Why are you not allowed to marry your sister? She's Achois Ishtecha. So it's a cause. If your wife dies, Bechayel. But if you divorce your wife, you're not allowed to marry your sister. Why? Achois Isha. She's not my wife anymore. She stays. That's the Yesod of Rabbal. Isha stays. This is the reason, so we'll take the Moshel Achois Ishtoi, we saw Zaman Sender. You divorce, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Even if you divorce your wife, you're not allowed to marry. Why? She's not Achois Ishtoi anymore. She is Achois Ishtoi. You divorced her, Epes Blight. The Blight, the shame Achois Ishtoi Blight, stays the shame issues. Something from the issues is left over. It doesn't go away completely. Epes from the issues Blight. Epes from the issues Blight. So while Epes from the issues Blight, she's called Eishes Avicha, Eishes Ochicha, Achois Ishtecha. Zog Rebarum, when you make miyun, people know, Bechaim, she was never married. Le'achar Misa, we said they don't think that you could do it lemafreya, because already, but they think that it works only mikan ve'lehabo. The Gzeire of Niras is, not that they think that it doesn't work at all, they think that it works from now on. But it's not like a gerushin. It's a miyun. She says, no, I don't want. Chazal gave her a koyach to make miyun. What is miyun? Paki. They could stop the issues. They could make paki. They stop the issues. If you do it mechaim, they realize that it never happened. If they're mechaim, they realize that it never happened. If it's not mechaim, so then they don't look at it. Then they don't look at it keilu, it was never happened. But they look at it like it's a paki. So like you came with a knife and you cut it, and nothing is left. B'meile. Zog de Rambam, ein echenami, people don't think that it works l'mafreya, but they know that it's paki, that it's over. If it's over, you're allowed to marry Eishasach, you're allowed to marry all of the kroivim. You're right that they don't know that it works l'mafreya, they think that it works only from now, but it's a paki. And a paki works completely. A knife. We said Rav Zalman Sender said that if it's a paki, you're allowed to marry your wife's sister because she's not your wife anymore. You're allowed to marry your brother's wife because she's not your brother's wife anymore. It's not Eishes Ochichoi. This is the reason the Rambam holds Ein Echenami. The Rambam holds like this. Ein Echenami. What is the Gzeirev Nires? People will not know that it works l'mafreya. They will think that it works mikan ve'lehabo. But it's a paki. So in all of the kroivim, it's mutter. Chutzum Kalosoi. Why? Kalosoi, the reason you're not allowed to marry Kalosoi after your son dies, not because it's Eishes Ochicha. That if you make Paki, it's not anymore Eishes Ochicha. The reason you're not allowed to marry Kalosoi after your brother dies, because she was married to your son. The Lashon of Psukim is Kalosoi, and all of the Araya state, Eishes Ochicha. Eishes Ochicha. Kalosoi, the Isur stays, it's a new Isur. She was once married to my son. Your brother's wife, I want to be madgish. You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, not because she was once married to your brother, because she's considered today your brother's wife. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife because she's considered today your father's wife. She's considered today your wife's sister. If she stops to be your wife, If it's a paki, you're allowed to marry the sister, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, you're allowed to marry your father's wife. Kalosro is also not because she's your brother's wife, because it's a new chefza. She was married to your brother, to your son. Kalosro, he's meduik in the psukim. The Ran Shtetas and Sanhedrin Rabbanan brings down that all the koivim is droshes that you also lachal misa, and kalosro you don't need a drosha. Everyone that read Parsha Shavua this week, with the first pasuk in the Parsha, Mishlom Evo was busy with it. There's the whole first, you can read the first pasuk. He was bad. He didn't want to say like a bar that you could stay Ishtecho Leachar. He didn't hold that from a bar in the Balaturim. So he asked, how you call her Ishtecho? She's not Ishtecho. She was Ishtecho. As if I did the Balaturim, B'Shem Darekeach. So the Balaturim brings down that because she was Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, Eishas Melech, the ganze Teire, so maybe it's called Ishtecho because no one else is allowed to marry. Different Teiras. Some say Zerai that he didn't give her a get, he only sent her to Midian on a get. Different Balaturim, the first Balaturim, the first Pesukim in the Parsha. Again, the Shaila is if Ishtecho could be considered Ishtecho Le'achar, Geirushino, she's not called Ishtecho. So Rabbi Aaron says, if the Teire says Eishes Ochicho Le'achar Mise, the Teire calls him Eishes Ovicho Le'achar Mise, Vaistois Moshe Rabbein, Yisroi calls Eishes Moshe Ishtecho Le'achar Geirushin, si bleib ta Ishtecho. That's the Yisayin of Rabbi Aaron. But if it's a Paki, it's no more Ishtecho. That's the Teire. Say that. We made it only b'kalosro, or b'eishes ochicho. So that's the machleik is the Rambam and the Rashi, but this is what we're miyaset be'etzem, Yom Chamishi. So to buy it ois, let me gain next step. The Rashbo brings down a kasha. The Rashbo is in Kuf Zayin. Wanted to hear good this kasha. This is a kushyas mafteach in the sugya. The Gemara brings down was a little girl, Ktano. She was married to my brother from my wife, from my mother. I know, as a person that has two brothers, he's married, the Hainu, his father and his mother are not the same father and mother. The Hainu, his father remarried, he's married from one wife. So he has brothers from his mother, and he has brothers from his father. So this little kid, this little girl, married a brother from his mother. He has a brother from the mother. This little girl, Rochel, Ktana, 10 years old, married a brother from his mother. The brother from the mother died. Nebach, this Rochel doesn't have... She's left Almana, so he went. And he was Meshadach her with a different brother from his father. The other brother doesn't have the same mother, so he's allowed to marry her. By him it's not Ishisach Minayim. He could not marry her. By him it's Ishisach Minayim. But he went and he married her to the brother that he has from his father. She married the brother from the father. And he died. So now, he was an atzadik. He said, okay, now I can take care of her. I'll do yibum to her. Now it's ishisach minav, I can do yibum. It was bad for her. Twice she lost her husband. So she married ach minayim. Her husband died. She goes and she marries ach minav. He dies. Now, the brother wants to do yibum. Zog the Gemara, he can't do yibum to this ktano. Why? You're right, that's ishisach minav. He could make yibum. Oh, but she's an elder. She's ishisach minayim. We learn in the first Mishnah in Yevames, Eishesach Minayim, you can't do Yibum. So the Gemara says, she can't do Yibum. Those are the Gemara. As they came along, the Gemara says, Ha Areisha Yonosui, Areisha Yonesua, Leishesach Minayim, Ktano. The Nisus, Leishesach Minayim, the Meisu. The Gemara says, she can't do Yibum. Cholezem Yisyabem, Eshnias, she can't do Yibum. Frag the Rashbo, why she can't do Yibum? I have a poshta etzah for this little girl. Come over to her, tell her, listen. Memayan in the first marriage. So you raised up the first marriage. She's not anymore Yishasach Minayim. She's only Yishasach Minav. And now you can make Yibum. Why the Gemara says that you can't do Yibum? Nebach, you have a Rachmonis, I have a poshta etzah, so the Rashbo. Melamed oiso to Memayan in the first Nesuim. She's not anymore Yishasach Minayim. And now she's only a Shesach Minav. And now you could do Yibu.
She ever make
Kiddush? She did Kiddush.
She wasn't
a Yoma. No. Shesach Minayim. One second. She, Yoim Rishon, she married a Shesach Minayim. His name was Yaakov. Yaakov died. finished. She's mutter lashuk. She's gonish, right? Yaakov is dead. She went and she married now. Yitzchok. Hey, she's Achminav. Achminav. Now Yitzchok dies. Lem Yahel Avram wants to do Yibum. What is the problem? So she's a erve because she was married to Achminav. She'll be Memayin and that one. So that one is left. Now she's only a she's Achminav. Why she can't do Yibum? She could do Yibum. Why not? Why you can't do it? Miun. Zog the Rashbo is two terutzim. One teret zog the Rashbo, it doesn't help to do miun. Nires keishes ach minayim. We learned in our sugya that if you do miun after someone dies, miun doesn't help, because nires keishes ach minayim. People, if she was memayin b'chaye, the first brother that Yaakov, you're right, so then everyone could, then even Avram would be allowed to marry her. Abaval, she was not Memayin Bechayov, and then she married Yitzchok, and now she falls to Yibum, even if she's Memayin in that Nesuim. Rabbi Bar Yecheskel says, Nireske Kalosoi, Nireske Shesach Minayim, and Bemele, you can't do Yibum. A glad teretz. One teretz of the Rashbo and of Kuzai. Zog the Rashbo, a second teretz. Maybe a better teretz. Zog the Rashbo, you can do miun teishes ach minayim. It's irrelevant anymore. There's nothing left of it. Well, a person is married to a man and he dies. She wants to do miun. There's no yevomim. Stam, you want to do yibum? Miun? Miun has to be that it's eishus, something is here, and you memayin in it. To memayin in the ear? You can't be memayin in the ear. Miun on and off. Give me a look at the Rashbo Kuvzayin in the end of the Rashbo. Kvartir tzar rifzal, the first piece in the bottom. Hosam na mitaymi kedrami biyacheskim shum sheniras b'shas misik yishach minayimoy. V'yesh mefoshim. The hosam na mitaymi mishum dey miun elo b'mashenishol mizikosoy b'yovam abebar. אבל כשמייס בלויובה ומותרס לשוק במנטמיין ולמנטמיין הרי רוצתו בי כל ימי חיוב. Nothing left, you can't do meal. Two terutzim. One teret זוג דרשבו, meal will not help because it's nires כקלוסוי. Second teret זוג דרשבו, meal will not help because you only can be mine if something is left. So I want to ask you now a shayla. We have an offer in the Gemara. Eshesach Minayim, that died. The brother Minayim died. She married Eshesach Minayim, and he dies. I can't do Yibum, because I'm stuck with the issues of Eshesach Minayim, that is the Erve. I let her to do Miun, Frek the Rashbo, let her to do Miun, and Eshesach Minayim, and Bemele I could do Yibum. Zog the Rashbo to Terutzim. Is the Isu Mitzad Nires, Inami, Miun Onan Afkimina doesn't help. Now I want to ask you a Shaila, but you have to always question it. You have to always cheshbon it. The Rambam. What teretz the Rambam will answer? The first teretz of the Rashbo or the second teretz of the Rashbo? What teretz the Rambam will have to answer? Akiva. The first teretz or the second teretz? What teretz he will answer? The first teretz or the second teretz? The Rambam will have to answer the second teretz. Why? The Rambam cannot answer that she's also mitzad nires keishes ach minayim. The Rambam holds that b'shar kroivim we don't say isur nires. The Rambam holds that b'shar kroivim we don't say nires. If the Rambam holds that b'shar kroivim we don't say nires, that b'shar kroivim we don't say nires, so why she's also to marry him? What the Rambam will answer? That why you can't do miun and eshesach minayim? Because it's nires keishesach minayim. Nires keishesach minayim. What's past the nires keishesach minayim? The Rambam holds that b'shar kroivim we don't say nires. B'shar kroivim we don't say nires. If the Rambam holds that b'shar kroivim we don't say nires, so why should be also if she will make miun and eshesach minayim? So the Rambam will have to answer that you can't do miun on a nafkemina. I think it's muchach. Again, I want this to be muchach in ganzen. We have a gemara that eshes ach minayim. Eshes ach minayim Eishesach minaim, that is married to Eishesach minaav, and now the Eishesach minaav dies, you can't do Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum? Because she's Eishesach minaim. So the Shaila is, Einechanami, she's Eishesach minaim, but do Mirdun Eishesach minaim. So we have two terutzim. Either it doesn't help Miun because Nireske Eishesach minaim, or because you can't do Miun on an Afkemin. While the Rambam holds that Beshar Kroivim we don't say Nires, so Beshar Kroivim we don't hold from Nires, Levi the Rambam. If the Rambam holds that Beshar Kroivim we don't hold from Nires, so the Rambam will have to answer that the reason you can't be Bemayim and Eishesach Minayim, why you can't be Bemayim and Eishesach Minayim, the reason you can't be Bemayim and Eishesach Minayim is because the Miun Olanaf Kimina doesn't help. A Miun on an Afkimina doesn't help. As a Muzayim v'das HaRambam. Klo. So I want to be Moitzi Ein Zach. We have to have this Mesuda. Shita HaRambam, that a Miun on an Afkimina doesn't help. Shita HaRambam, the Rashba says it already. One tells in the Rashba. So that's why we have a Shaila. A person has a Miun on an Afkimina. She was married to Shesach Minahim. Now Shesach Minahav. And she wants to be married to Shesach Minahim. The Rashba has two shittas. If a Miun on an Afkimina helps, or a Miun on an Afkimina doesn't help. And the Rambam will have to say that a Miun on an Afkimina doesn't help. Because if the Miun on an Afkimina helps, he can't answer like the first terrors of the Rashba. If this is glat, let me get into the second chelik. The Ritva fragt a starke kasha in our sugi. The Ritva fragt a starke kasha in our sugi. Frag der Ritva, the Gemara says as they, Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. 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 Why Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also? Because people see that Bishas Nefile, my brother was married to my daughter, so I'm not allowed to marry the Tzoro. I'm not allowed to marry the Tzoro. So that's the halacha. Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. We'll have to understand why Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. But Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. Frek the Ritva, he doesn't understand. How we say in the Gemara, that Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. Dahainu, my brother is married to my daughter, and my brother dies. So the halacha is, I'm not allowed to marry Tzoras bitoy, even if my daughter is a ktano, and she's memaen and my brother. Even if my daughter is a ktano and she's memaen and my brother, I'm not allowed to marry the Tzoro. Why? She's Tzoras bitoy memaenes. Fida Rashba, it's poshut. Fida Rambam, we said we have to explain, we're going to explain. Later we'll say the Rabbah to explain that chelik. But the halacha is that Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also. Frek the Ritva, he doesn't understand the case. He doesn't understand the case. What is the case of Tzoras bitoy memaenes? Tell me, what is the case of Tzoras bitoy memaenes? My brother is married to my daughter. No, what happens now? And my brother dies. And I want to marry the Tzoro, so I'm not allowed to, even if my daughter is Memayan. Why? Because Bishas Nefila, she was Tzoras bitoy memaenes. Frek the Ritva, what is the case? How the daughter was Memayan? How the daughter is Memayan? There's no Zika. There's a Miun on an Afkemina. How she's Memayan? What is the case of Tzoras bitoy memaenes? Forget about why she's also. What is the case of Tzoras bitoy memaenes? What is the case of Tzoras bitoy memaenes? Frek the Ritva, my brother is married to my daughter, and he dies. Now she's memaen, I'm not allowed to marry the Tzora. Don't see the Gemara. Remember, Tzoras bitoy memaenes is also, right? How my daughter was memaen? A Miun on an Afkemina doesn't work. She's not skuka. How she's memaen? Yaakov, how she's memaen? There's no zika. What? What? How she's memaen? The Tzora is memaen. So what is the problem? So marry the Tzora. Tzoras bitoy memaenes. We're learning a Gemara. Tzoras bitoy memaenes. Steht in the suga that she's also. Frag the Ritva, what is the case? If the bitoy is not skuko, how she could be memaen? Shvagi, how she could be memaen?
Different brother. Kevish didn't mean the different brother. It's just what we call
it. The bitoy is skuko to him or not?
What's
to zika to who? She's my daughter. What's it? You're saying you're kimta. All of you say tzorich loimar when we learn the sugya. One second. Tzorich loimar sheyesh od brothers. Echa? Tzorich loimar sheyesh od brothers. So I have two terutzim. Either tzorich loimar sheyesh od brothers, or muchach from here that a miun on an afkemina works. Lefi the shitas that miun on an afkemina works, it's good. So if the tenets of that miun anan afkemina works, it's good. If we hold miun anan afkemina doesn't work, like the Rashba, like the Rambam, so we have to answer that what? That is more brothers. So all of you are answering me that this is the way you learn the sugya, that is more brothers.
Why need miun?
Because she's part of the Torah. She's a bitoy. Every erva is like this.
It's weird.
Every erva is like this. This is called erva leibum. She patters the tzorah. She's my man. She was never married to my brother, so she doesn't patter the tzorah. But it's niras. That's in the sugya. Tzoras bitoy memaenes. The bitoy was memaen. Frek the ritva. It's not my kasha. Frek the rishoini. When you learn the sugya, frek the rishoinim. The bitoy is not skuko. So how she makes miun bichlal? If miun on an afkemina does, if miun on an afkemina works, besaida. Nafkemina doesn't mean Zalabas Nafkemina to marry Kroivim. There was also Nafkemina. Then I could marry. Two different stuff. It's not called Nafkemina. But man, so why is she going to be my man? So one of the two has to be the answer. I think it's no different way.
Gemara says Acher.
What Acher?
Gemara says brother.
What? Soras bitoy memaenes is a gemara. Where is the gemara? Soras bitoy memaenes is a gemara. He's speaking of the first gemara, the second gemara, the third gemara, different gemaras. It's not gemara. The gemara memaenes tam. Oh, yeah. But not by the brothers, only by him. Fakelgo. It's not gemara. So what will the man? Not much. So we have two terutzim. And I say, Klal Yisrael, Muzma learn. Other that muchach from here that a miun on an afkemina works. Other the enval. Other the other answer could be the only answer could be is what that is more brothers. So we have to. So if the Rambam learns that we already were mechiyach before the shita sa Rambam that miun on afkemina doesn't work. This is the glad guy. So we have to answer, like all of you are trying to say, all of you, that what? That we're talking that it's more brothers, right? It's the only answer. So now I want to ask you a shot. If it's other brothers, and to who she was my mind? She was my mind to the brothers, yeah? One second, when she's my mind to one brother, the zikah goes off from the whole family or not? Was Machlekes who? Rashba and Rambam. So if the answer that she was reminded of the other brothers, then it falls off to him. So, one second. Leat. It's muchach, Rabbi Yisrael. That's a rhyme. It's dvorim brurim. Tzoras bitoy memaenes, frek de ritvo miun onan afkemine cannot work. Zog the Rash, the Ritva, we have to answer. Oh, the Mucha from here that it works. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rashba holds that it works. Oh, but the Rambam holds that it doesn't work. Muzain, that is more brothers. And she was Memayan to the other brothers. So Shteda, when she's Memayan to one brother, the Zika goes off to the whole family, right? This is who holds like that? The Rambam. The Rashba doesn't hold like that. So the Rashba, the Shittosi, will answer that a Miun on an Afkmina helps. So from here, the Rambam has a Hechach to the Shitta. Val Muzain, that she was Memayan to the brothers. Muzain, that the Zika goes off from all of the brothers. So the Rambam had Shver, if the Zika goes off from all of the brothers. So when Miyano Bezeh Muteres Lezeh? Muzain, that is no Niris, only Bekalosei. The Rambam and the Hechech Minei Vebei and the Sugya, that when you remain to one brother, it takes off from the whole family. But Muzman Enfer in the Sugya, that is more brothers, like you said. And Muzan, that if I remain to the brothers, it takes it off completely from everyone. If it takes it off completely from everyone, Vada takes it off from all of the brothers, and nothing stays without the brothers. But Mele, it's Muchach, that the Zikah goes off from the whole family, by me and from one brother. If it's Muchach, that the Zikah goes off from one brother to all of the brothers, so the Mele, the Rambam had Shver, why me and no Bezem Muteres to all the brothers? Abos Nires Keishesach. Muchach has in Ishtoke Nires Keishesach.
Said
that,
like
that,
you were to pull the
whole shit? No, right, right. But the Rambam hold that Miran of doesn't help. That's a svare. The Mele, he had a hechach for all of his chashma. Very glad. This is one way. This is a glatavek. This is a glatavek. I think in Panovich everyone went in this way. But now, Rebaron Kotler came with his gaonis and said, Medafni zogin shum pilpulim da. Shum pilpulim. Listen to Mamash. Such a gaonis of Rebaron. It's poshut so glat. It looks in the meantime that Mamash, everything is muchach. You can't. All the cheshbonis are tied. You can't get out of the cheshbonis. So it's minei vebei, right? So the Rebaron hazeh. We explained that Shita Sarambam, that Nires Kekalosi is the only Nires that we say. But Stam Nires we don't say. We explain why. Isur Kruvis is the issue carries out. Person is Memai Lachal Misa. People know that it's stopped, but I think from this minute, it's a paki. It's a cut. Alek Roivim is a cut shizmuta. That's what Gevinder Rav Zalman Sender and Gimel Amud Beis. We send it in Daftes. When it's a paki, it's no more Isur Kruvis. But Kaloso is not Giboit a paki. Right? This was the Tere from Rebaron, Mishnas Rebaron, Simen Yud Beis, Pshat in the Rambam. The second thing that we mentioned, Yom Chamishi and Shir from Rebaron, that Lefi the Rambam, why Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes is also? If the Rambam holds that only in Kaloso is also, so why Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes is also? Why Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes is also? The Bito is Yom Ha'enes, so why can't marry the Tzor? If we don't hold Niris only be Kalosoi, why Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes is also? So Rebaron answered, very poshut. The Rambam holds again. The ghetto for Niris is that if it happened after the death, the Ainu Achal Mise, people think that the Miyun is not Oikil HaMafreya, it's a knife. It slices. Ale Kroivim, when they cut, is no Isur Kroivim. It's cut. Kalosoi is not because she's attached now, because she was attached. Zog Rebaron, Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes is also. Why? My brother was married to my daughter. He died. Now my brother had my daughter married to him and another lady. A week after the Ptire, my daughter says goodbye. She's Yom Ha'enes. From now on, she's never married anymore. She's cut. No more issues left. But the first week of the death, the first week of the Misa, she was around. Right? From now on, it's Paki. Then that lady became Tzoras Elve. So Bemele, she parted the Elve, she became a Tzoras Elve. Gladanish. No lemafreya. The nearest we explain is no lemafreya. It's Paki. People, Avadim, the Emes, it goes lemafreya. But what is the nearest? The gather of the nearest is that it looks to people that it happened now, Bemele, and all of the Kroivim, when now it stops, is no more Shaykhs. Bemele is no more Yisro Kroivim. When it's cut now, it's no more Yisro Kroivim. It's no more Yisro Kroivim. Kaloso is not also because it's an attachment now, because it was an attachment. I'm not saying, what is the nearest? The nearest people think, not that they don't know, they know, b'chaim, they think, I took it completely. But if he leaves, he dies, and it stays with him, and then it happens, they think it's from now. Not from the Misa. From now. They know from now it happened. This is the nearest. Not that they don't know that it happened, and now that they think that it's from now. That's the together with Asa Rambam. I from now, so why Kroivim Amutar is a Paki. Why Kaloso is also? Because Kaloso, if she was Kaloso, it's also. Zog Rebaron, Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes, poshut that she's also. Maskim or not? Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes, it's poshut that she's also. Why Tzoras Bito Yom Ha'enes, it's poshut that she's also? Make the cheshbon. My brother dies, I get a daughter and another lady. Now she cuts it. From now on, she's not married to him. The Tzoras Elva doesn't have to stay Tzoras Elva forever. If she was a Tzoras Elva, b'shas nefile, she's also. And if my daughter dies, Also the Tzoras Erba stays also. If the Arayas die, the Tzoras stays also. So you're right that I cut her off. Aber b'meile, the Rambam holds, b'shar dainu. On Rebbe, we thought, Niras were only for Kalos, v'sagora, v'sharka aveire. For stam aveires, we were not goizer Niras. So l'chul is a kasha, Tzoras bitim emayenis is also shar aveires. Why we were goizer? Why it's dumb? The Gemara is medamit to Rabbi Bar Yecheskel to Kalosoi. The Teretz is the same longness. Why Kalosoi is also because the yesterday Tzoras bitim emayenis is also because the yesterday. Dosi given the Rebbe. Klo? Aber Azei zogt Rebbe, and I don't know why he didn't yell it. Zogt Rebbe, the whole kasha of the Rashbo and Kuf Zayin doesn't start. Lefi the Rambam, it's not even a kasha. We'll go back to the kasha. Rochel, this little girl, is married to Achminaim, to Yaakov dies. She marries Achminaav. He dies. She falls Leibum. Zog the Rashbo, go over to her. Tell her, Memayin and Deishas Achminaim. She was never married to him. The Mela, I could do Yibum. But it doesn't give him the Rashbo's kasha. So let me track what will happen. Yaakov, let me track what will happen. She was married Yom Rishon to Achminaim. He died, Sunday night he died. She went, she married Achminaav. Monday was the Chasana, Monday night he died. She falls to Yibum. She waits a couple days. No, the Shivesh, I want to do Yibum. They tell me I can't. It's Yishas Achminaim. So the Rashba tells me, Ma'abaya, do Miyun to Yishas Achminaim. She'll be left on Yishas Achminaav and do Yibum. So, Lefi the Rambam, Lom again, we'll tell her to do the Miyun. She'll go now and she will do Miyun. What people will think that what happened? That from this moment, she's never married anymore to who? To Yishas Achminaim. But for the first week she was married to him, she's Nesro. Kevin she Nesro Shachas, Nesro Elamis. B'shas Nefilah she was Nesro. So how do Yibum? So what is the Kasha Bichlal? The Rashba was asking on the Rambam because he was learning Klal in the Rambam that only Bekalosoi, Shara Rayas Nish. Shara Rayas Nish, only Kalosoi. So he's asking, this is not Kalosoi. But if the Yesod in the Rambam is not Kalosoi and not Kalosoi, the Yesod in the Rambam is one Yesod. Nires, it looks like that is a Paki. Everything that is Tolui and Paki from now on is Muta. Everything from the yesterday is also. Kalosa is from the yesterday. Tzoraserva is from the yesterday. Nesra is also from the yesterday.
Every pack has a Nesra.
No. Nesra is only in Yevamah, not Stam and a lady. They're not Yevamahs. There's no Shaykhs to Nesra. Give me a case. I'll give you a case. Eishes Achminaim. You have an Achminaim. He's married to a lady, and now she's been married. Why you can't marry? What Nesra? He dies. What is Nesra? But to why? She's not a filler. She's in no Yibum. No Yibum to you. She Yibum to his family. For you, it's no Nesra. This is the only case in the world that it has happened. Rebbaran is gerecht. If Rebbaran is right, there's no kasha bichlal. If you think good on the Rebbaran, it's not the pshat. The cheshbon is good. Rebbaran for Rebbaran bichlal doesn't start.
What can you do Xer in this?
What is her Nesra? She's also in the Rabbonon. No, she stayed. Does it in the Rabbonon? And Stam Niras. Why? And Stam Niras is better? Stam Niras is better? The gather of the Rabbonon is one line. People think that it's from now on.
People don't think from Nesra.
No! They don't think Nesra. They don't think Nesra. You're right, people can't think about this Rabban, because she Rabban said it. He's asking, what made Xer that someone will have the Rabban? This is his kasha. How they made Xer that someone will have the Rabban? But the gather of the Xer is the Haino. Let me make a minute of Sikum and you understand. We have a Me'etzah Machlekes Rashbo and Rambam in the Avonah of the Sugya. Machlekes Rashbo and Rambam in the Avonah of the Sugya. The Rambam holds, as the Rishonim bring down, the Gzeira the Rabbonon is only in Kalosoi, V'oraya the Gmor bought Kalosoi, by Rom Bar Yecheskel had to have Kalosoi. Shar Kroivim, Zog the Rambam, Perek Yud Alef, Aloch Yud Zayin, Bichiz Geirushin, is no Din Shal Niras. And the Rashbo holds it's B'Shar Kroivim. The Achroinim, Akadmoinim, understood that Mishumah B'Kalosoi is an Andere Gzeira. Shar Kroivim, Levi the Rambam is no Gzeira. And they came and they asked, why? Frek the Rambam, so why Tzoras Bito is a Isu? Frek the Rashbo, was mit dem Gmor, mit Yishas Achminaim, schön ist so, mit Yishas Achminaav, all of these kashas. Das gewend de kashe. So the first hezma that we went is without saying the whole Torah for Rebbaran. So we said, and the Gemara from the Shesach Min Ha'im, we have to answer that the Rambam will learn Miun Onanaf Kemina would not help. The male in our sugi will have to learn Pshat that is brothers. The male in Tzmucha that is Paki from Ale. From Das Alein given a right to the Rambam that is no Yisur to Shal brothers. This was the first hezma. Rebbaran says, if in my hezber, all of the three kashes are Miyushim. Be'etzem, the gzeira is not that people get mixed up from the yesterday, from the today. The gather from the gzeira is that people think that the miyun is mikan ve'le'abo ve'loi le'mafreya. Be'chayov, they think that it's le'mafreya. Here they think that it's mikan ve'le'abo. And be'mele, be'isur kroivim, not shayach. Kalosoi, shayach. Tzorazbitoi, shayach. Nesro, shayach. It's not three places that they made a takonet. It's the chab of Rebbaran. It's not three places. Oh, the Rambam in the Amir bechutz. So not dry yoytza min haklal. It's not dry yoytza min haklal. It's one klal. The gather from the nearest is mikan ve'le'abo ve'loi le'mafreya. The mele, you always chash b'shuchan or chalein. It's not Rabbanon start to add. You look at it. Oh, they put a case of Nesro, they put it into the Gzeira. They put a Zake. They didn't do that. They just said one thing. The Gzeira is Shenira Shemia. Now, you have to understand. It's not the market to be Marich. But Be'etzem Reb Chaim and Ilchis Miyun explain that every Miyun is Mikan Ve'Le'aba Le'Mafreya. Reb Chaim explains, it's a big Reb Chaim and Sefer. Let's get to the series of Amud Beis. But Reb Chaim and Sefer is ma'arich that the Mema'enes doesn't bring down the food that she ate yesterday. She doesn't have to give back her husband food. Why? She was never married to him. Reb Chaim is miyasa the whole Torah that is mikan ve'le'aba le'mafreya. Now, all the rice of Reb Chaim saying, when we'll have time, we have to learn the sugya from Apotz. There's a lot of geboida in the sugya, a lot of rice of Reb Chaim. Why I'm saying this, Reb Chaim? This is one of the biggest hechokas. The yisoid of mikan ve'abal ha'mafreya is in miyun. You have to know in every place that it's mentioned in Shas, the achroinim say, like miyun, like Reb Chaim said in miyun. But I'm saying, ikerai says, you don't bring back the food, the priest doesn't, he says he made a shabochas, he has to feel bad, and brochas the rabbon, and avadanish. B'meile, it's not the pshat that the Rebbaran came and he said, you know what is the gzeire? People will dream something in between. Rebbaran just said, "Be'etzem miyun al mol arbet hazeh." No, the pshat is bechayov take. People look at it like it never happened. From now, they look at it that take happened from now. So I'm saying the yisoid that miyun really works mikan ve'lehabo le'mafreya. So avad it's oikel le'mafreya that mikan ve'lehabo. We have to look at it that he will never marry, they will never crave him. Does it ever say aloche? But be'etzem miyun works from now backwards. So it's not the pshat that Reb Chazal Stam said, you know what, it's a gzeira that it looks, every miyun is from now. Just every miyun is from now we look that it never happened. The gzeira is that la'achar mise, val yotzo al Hashem, that she was married already, people will not look at it that from now for them, they will only think from now to now. But it's not the pshat, you see, with the Rebbaran, it's not the pshat Rebbaran Stam said, you know, the Rambam decided, there's a lot of kashas, he will say a nusach, the mistake of people will be like this and like this and like this, and now everything else will work. It's a hezber here, it's a mahalach here. Now, we have to know, we were not marich legabi our sugya, but the only zach that is left in the sugya, that you have to ois cheshmin, lefi the Rambam, mi ano beze muteres beze. She's muteres to the brothers. Why she's also to the yavam? The fi the Rambam there is no nires kei shesach. Why should be also to the yavam? Lechum misvore she doesn't have to be also to the yavam. As even if she's muter to the achim because there's no nires kei shesach. Why it's Rashi answer the shesach? The fi the Rambam we don't hold the shesach. So here's different as Beirim. Some say maybe the Rambam holds that she's muter. It's not often a Rambam that she's also. Some say maybe Niris Kibalas Haget. Maybe it could be because the Asa the Tzorah, it's a Niris Kitzoras Bitoi. So after the Asa the Tzorah, they didn't want that she would be less from the Tzorah. Not Mistaba, that she would be less from the Tzorah. So it could be Enech Nami. Val they asked her the Torah, but Meila they had to ask her that she will not look less from the Torah. That's the given the ghetto for the Takana de Rabbana. That's the given the ghetto for the Takana de Rabbana. I want, Be'ez Hashem, if someone has time after Me'ayim, all of that, what we said now, is only one chelik of the sugya. It's much, much more tiefer. If Takesh, she could say that she wants a Me'ayim, on and off, Kamina, it's a lot in Luchas Yibum. Medayik de Lashayn is Tiras and Rashi here, one time Azei, if you read good the Rashi. But I'm Mizgeres, I want tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish the sugya of Eilanis, till Amud Beis. So Yom Shlishi, we could start the second pair.